What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He delivers, and there's a blast by Pasquantino to right center field. That's way back, and that is gone. He has homered in all four games of this series. And the Royals regain the lead 5-4.
Eric Nadel with the call on your home for Rangers baseball, also your home of the Cowboys. Back to the Jerry, Micah, Irvin drama that exploded once again yesterday at 7:20 in the commercial-free expressway. A guest appearance from RJ Choppy on vacation in the junk drawer at 7:40. Then John Machota, what a hornet's nest he has decided to walk. Well, he didn't decide. We booked him before the Irvin Jerry thing yesterday. So John Machota, final 2 hours of the show, answering all your Cowboy questions at 8.
He was aware, though, because I texted him yesterday. He was tweeting all the updates. So I was just being my normal troll self. So I replied to him, and I was like, but what does it all mean, John? And then he replied and said, you're going to have to tune in at 8 a.m. tomorrow on 105.3 The Fan to hear that.
Oh, maybe John will retweet it, get even more of his followers to tune in. A 6-4 win for the Royals. This was a crazy game. From the Lorenzen catch, watching a pitcher be that athletic, running into the dugout and banging himself up. The fan ejected on the near Bobby Witt inside the park. Home run in the fifth inning. The Rangers yet again taking advantage of small ball dinks and an error. And Josh Smith capitalizes and ties it with a two-run single. But as you heard with Nadel, Pasquantino with his fourth straight game with a home run. Colom walks in a run, 6-4. They lose another series.
Yeah, and I mean, this was again another game, and we've talked about it recently. The carriage has turned into a pumpkin for Patrick Corbin. It's
bad again.
This is the guy that they thought they were signing, in all honesty. They just thought they were getting a guy who's going to be a spot starter, somebody who maybe would just be decent enough that they would eat innings and give them basically a baseline so that guys weren't having to, you know, they were getting the proper amount of rest. But he had pitched better than that throughout the season. He deserved a lot of credit. Look, and I think overall still, it was a good signing, Patrick Corbin, because he gave you good pitching for most of the year. It's just now, near the end of the year, you're getting the guy that everybody probably thought he was, the guy that was still available during spring training that they signed. And it's
now it's you got a frustrating. Now you got a foot injury to Simeon, who said, quote, I felt like I was stepping on knives.
Yeah, that's never a good thing, too, because like a lot of times, and
I thought he like hurt his arm on the relay throw to third.
I won't obviously say this is what it is. Because I obviously don't know what it is, but I just know that whenever anybody talks about a feeling of like, I feel like I'm getting stabbed in my foot, or oh my gosh, it feels like there's a sharp rock in my shoe every time I take a step. I know that is a typical symptom of the plantar fasciitis, which can be a pain in the ass to deal with.
Left foot contusion. And that was with the foul ball off the foot.
This was such a bad series for them slugging. Like, Jared has brought up this point recently of just, this was a team that was built to be a power team. They're supposed to get extra base hits. They're supposed to get doubles. They're supposed to get home runs. This is what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be the Power Rangers. And if you take Seager out of it, the Rangers had 29 hits in the series, which isn't bad. They had more hits in the series than Kansas City did. But only four of those 29 were extra base hits. And even when you include Seager, it's seven of the 36 hits. So Seager had seven hits in the series, and seven hits total were extra base hits. But that's a little under 20% of their hits going for extra bases. On the year, with this team not being a very powerful team, about a third of their hits have been for extra bases. So you're talking about cutting that in half this series. That's the kind of power outage you had. And the Royals, by comparison, they had 13 extra base hits to your seven in this series, despite having five fewer hits overall. It's a team that is not hitting the way that they were built to hit, and that's frustrating.
7.5 back in the West, 5.5 back in the wild card, and now you're going to get John Rocker's Cleveland Guardians. If you listened to the payload yesterday with the Guardians in Arlington tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. It's going to be Nate Eovaldi trying to stop the bleeding. Again, Nate just works in a wound care center. That's all he does, trying to stop the gushing blood from the rest of this team. A 1.76 ERA.
He's been fantastic. Now, obviously, Brett Boone said it with us this week. He's become human. Like, he's still great. He's just not, like, he hasn't been inhuman the last few weeks. But, I mean, you talk about the pitching staff as a whole has just been so, like it's come back down earth. You're starting to get the averaging things out and regression to the mean and different things like that. Because they're 3-11 in their last 14 games. It's the worst record in baseball. It's tied with the White Sox over the last 2 weeks. And their team ERA is a bullpen, starters, whatever else. It's 5.53. That's the third worst in Major League Baseball right now.
Cleveland's not playing well, though. They've lost two in a row, and they are 3-7 in their last 10. They're 10.5 games back, third place in the Central.
You know what's most frustrating, too, about the fact that, like, referencing there that, oh, the you know, team ERA has been really, really poor, is the fact that in those 2 weeks, Texas is third, fourth to last, whatever it is, four of the six worst ERAs in baseball over the last 6 weeks are the AL West. Seattle, Houston, they've all been bad the last 2 weeks pitching. Like, this was a window for you to take advantage of something. All that talk about clicking into place and taking advantage of things, this was it. This was the window. This was the opportunity to do something about it, and you didn't.
The amazing preseason of the New York Giants continued again, although it was Tommy DeVito. Man, what a team of characters they have between Daboll, DeVito. He had three touchdowns. Jackson Dart, and then Cam Scataboo. 42-10 Giants over the upstart Patriots in many people's eyes.
Have you ever seen anyone, like, essentially do a TikTok dance as they're being closed up in the medical blue tent, like Jackson Dart did yesterday? What? This guy is going to be so insufferable with his little, he looks like a freaking 80s fitness instructor with his little sweatband and his just kind of like California, like, beach bum look to his face. And they're closing up that blue tent and he's literally just like, yeah, come on, roll it up, close it up. It's like, geez, dude, you are too much. I don't think I'm going to be able to handle this.
Shador is going to play in the Browns preseason finale tomorrow, 12 o'clock against the Rams. He stood up at the podium and was asked about Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel, drafted right before Shador, mid-game of their last preseason game, said, there are performers and there are entertainers. People tried to say, that's a shot at your teammate. That's a shot at Shador. You're calling him an entertainer. I'm a performer. Dylan Gabriel said, no, I was talking about the media. I was talking about the talking heads as the entertainers, not my teammate. Shador was asked what he thought.
It is what it is. I spoke with him. He said, nah, bro, that wasn't. He said, that wasn't. He told me on the plane. He came up. He was like, nah, bro, that wasn't that you. I see how they transparent. I'm like, oh, all right. I'm not tripping. Regardless of whatever it was, I don't. Nobody's words or anything affects me, you know? So.
It's raining.
So did you believe him when he told you it wasn't on you?
Did I believe him?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you're trying to start stuff now. I feel like you're trying to start stuff. I mean, he's doing his job. He's supposed to. Do I feel like he did? I don't know. And that's not on me to sit here and be like, oh, he did it. That's not going to change my life in any way.
Bad answer. That's a bad answer.
Yeah.
The first half of it was fine. Look, whether he said it or didn't, like, when he came up and talked to me, I was like, we're good. Like, even if you did say it, like, I'm fine. Like, that was fine there. When they say, do you think he meant it? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, why wouldn't I think he meant it? Like, he came up, he talked to me. No, I have complete trust in him. But that's how you don't go, I didn't. Well, no. I don't even waste time thinking about if he meant it. He could have meant it. Could have been lying to me. Who knows, guys?
I've been having a hard time trying to come up with a way to describe when Shador talks. I find his tone likable. I just think there's like this naive innocence that's a lot less than even rookies coming into the National Football League. I don't know how to describe it.
I don't even know that it's a naive innocence necessarily. Like, I don't know that it's innocent. Like, it still in a lot of ways seems to have blind spots that come off rude. So it comes off like it comes off like a pampered rich kid who didn't grow up around everybody else. Like that's kind of what it feels like. He didn't have the normal experience, and so he doesn't have a lot of the normal reactions to things now as a young adult.
Meanwhile, the great local Eric Dickerson, he says that he was told by a really good source that the fix was in against Shador when being drafted.
And I'll tell you this much here, what I heard from someone that's in the NFL.
Great voice.
That the NFL told other, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep, draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't gonna draft him either. They weren't gonna draft him.
That's from the Rogan and Rodney show. Eric Dickerson throwing out the conspiracy theory that many people believed when it happened.
I have a tough time buying collusion. I don't think teams generally like to talk to each other about players they don't want to take.
They colluded against Kaepernick.
I don't know like totally that it's a collusion thing as much as it is individually teams were just like, I'm not doing that. Like I think they all ultimately, like, if you want to say that they all froze him out, fine, but I think they all came to it individually is my thought. So I think Shador absolutely may have been froze out by the league, but it was like all 32 teams coming individually themselves was like, nope, not taking him here. Don't. And again, I think a lot of teams would say,
and for what? Entitlement?
I think a lot of teams would say it's the old Bill Parcells line in his Ten Commandments. It's like, clowns can't run a huddle. If you don't feel like somebody's an adult at that position, they will ding you for it. And so, like, I think a lot of teams would say, yeah, absolutely. We refused to take him in the third round, even though we had a second round grade on him, because the interview process told us stuff about who he is as a player that then it changes how we evaluate him than just tape. And I think that's how they look at it.
And speaking of Kaepernick, ESPN's president now has had to come out and say, no, this documentary, the story was Spike Lee was working with ESPN on a Kaepernick documentary. The documentary got scrapped.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN then went into business. The National Football League owns a piece of ESPN now. So people are trying to say Roger Goodell, the league, they don't want a Kaepernick documentary coming out. Donald Trump still, for some reason, has to sign off on the big deal that they just put together. Donald Trump, not a fan of Kaepernick, not a fan of that entire movement. The league was scared, I believe, of Trump's reaction to that. So that's the theory and thought that Colin Kaepernick's special got canceled because the National Football League got a piece of ESPN. The ESPN president, Jimmy Pitaro, says no, it was canceled before that.
Yeah, the way Spike Lee talked about this. So this came out, somebody asked Spike Lee on a red carpet, and he was like, he basically was talking about it like, no, that's been done. And it said like, I can't tell you why I signed a non-disclosure agreement. Can't talk about it, but no.
Spike doesn't strike me as the type of... Spike ain't
I don't think Spike is taking anybody's buy off to not talk or whatever. I think he's going.
Spike doesn't care about Roger Goodell's interests.
No,
he wants to tell the story that he thinks needs to be told, and that would be pro Kaepernick.
And ESPN's official line was, they said, I think they said it was creative differences between Colin and Spike. But I don't know. Again, it's the fact that it's a non-disclosure agreement that Spike had to sign. That feels like there's just something legally or some sort of red tape thing that they can't speak about it, or the way it had to be shut down was tied to a bunch of other things.
Special surprise appearance from RJ Choppy at 7:40 in the junk drawer. We're about to go commercial free with the Expressway. We'll take some more of your Michael Jerry calls next at 877-881-1053 after what happened yesterday. Jerry Jones talking about the offer he made and Micah Parsons trying to separate himself from the Cowboys even further. Your thoughts on it on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line and the hotline, commercial free, inside the Star on the official home of America's team next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Commercial free with the Expressway. Your phone calls and text messages. RJ Choppy, surprise appearance in the junk drawer. The funniest guy on the show, according to you.
Hell yeah, me.
7:40. And then John Machota in studio, Cowboys Insider, for the final 2 hours to react to what happened yesterday with Jerry Jones going on Michael Irvin's podcast and YouTube for 1 hour. And the big headline and story that everyone is talking about today is this.
When we wanted to send the details to the agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Oh, wait. Now, see, I was
just trying. So you're clear. Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. And we had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother, because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. And the agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set. It's the mama-daddy deal. You go into mama, and she won't do it. And she's the boss, so much. She won't do it. So you run into daddy. Daddy says, do it. And then you go back in, say, mama, daddy said it was all right. It's the old mama, daddy deal. We've all been there and done that. Well, we've got this deal resolved in my mind for the Dallas Cowboys. And we've got it done. And if the agent wants to finish up the detail, which is should, and do all the paperwork, and he can do that. And we're ready to go. But as far as the amount of money, the years, the guarantees, all of that, we negotiate that.
That paper, he should. We need a secretary. Yeah. We need somebody to write it up for us.
Spell check. We need a spell check.
That was so like.
So dismissive.
Oh, gosh.
It's so dismissive. So Jerry's goal probably in part was to sway the public on the Cowboys side. It's working if you judge our fan tech, social media, and phone calls in the first 90 minutes of the show. Tolos are saying, well, why in the heck? First off, Micah agreed. Why in the heck would the agent not hear Jerry out instead of saying, just don't bother? If that's true, Jerry's saying the agent told us to stick it up our rear end doesn't make the agent look great, even though I think we all agree. Jerry kind of exaggerated that. And people are saying, look, Micah overstepped. He realized he was in quicksand. And Jerry said, that's it. It sounds like in that interview, Jerry Jones is not moving off any numbers. That's it. This is the official offer, take it or leave it, from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, of course, we know that things can change. I guess my question is, Bobby, is Mulugeta not calling them? Like, did this thing just stop down because David wasn't involved or because the numbers weren't good enough? Let's just say Micah got, because Jerry said, I offer the most guaranteed money for a non-quarterback in the NFL. Let's just say the numbers were fine and acceptable with what David and Micah wanted. And Micah told David, this is what he offered me. Would David had called back and said, deal's done? Or just because he was left out of it, communication stopped right there and then?
No, I think...
David, should I assume near 100% that the terms are not what David thinks Micah should have?
No, I don't think we can just naturally assume that they aren't. I think, again, it's just more like...
Like, we don't have an offer that's floating out there that they would actually take, but it just has not been communicated because of stubbornness and not picking up the phone. Do you know what I'm asking?
I don't think Micah told him, hey, David, go push this over the finish line for us. I don't think that's what he communicated. I think that's why there's so much tension here, is because Jerry was under the impression that is what was going to happen, was that, oh, no, it's agreed to. We just need details hammered out for, like, contract language. That's all we need. And I think that was Jerry's impression of it. Micah is saying that, no, that is not what I said. This comes down to basically just, like, it feels like a miscommunication. Micah thought they were saying one thing as he left the room. Jerry thought they were saying another. And when they split from there, that has now caused each side to think a different perspective. It's similar to how this Jerry-Jimmy stuff seems to have so many wildly different, like, opinion of, this was what my contract said. No, it wasn't. Well, this is what Jerry said in the war room. No, I didn't. Never said that. Where it's like, they both seem so certain of what it was, and it's not. That's why, to me, everybody keeps saying, this is the same old Cowboys, and it draws so many parallels to Dak and everything else. It's like, no, it is similar to Cowboys history, but the thing that it's reminding me more and more of as we watch the Gamblers, it's reminding me of Jerry and Jimmy more than it is any contract negotiation they've had with a player. That's what it feels like right now.
At the end of the day, as my dad would say, at the end of the day, I'm still blaming Jerry Jones. His job is twofold. It is to get the best deal for the team. And if David Mulugeta took Jerry's deal and said, well, that's fine with the guaranteed money, you're not touching the APY that we want, and it's not the amount of years that we want, then I get that. But Jerry also has to get Micah on the field. Micah's leverage is what you saw in the final episode of The Gambler. Every single Jerry Jones family member, with a desperation, I thought, in their voice saying, we need to get one more. We have to break the drought. We got to get one more. And what they're not going to publicly admit to, but we all know the truth, he's got to win one without the Jimmy shadow. That's Micah's leverage. That Jerry Jones is going in, and he told Mike Irvin this again yesterday, in a Super Bowl season. We have Super Bowl aspirations. However crazy you think that is, there's some in that building that believe, hey, we got a shot to be a contender. We expect to be. And that can't happen with Micah Parsons off the field. Now, Jerry privately would say, Micah's not going to be off the field. He's going to show up tonight, probably to the Falcon game, and he is not going to miss game checks. So we are going to get him to play. Jerry's putting Micah's feelings and disruption and locker room and chemistry way on the back burner. That bothers me, but I think that's the reality. Do you?
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly what it is. He thinks you're going to show up and you're going to play ball. And that's what happens. Whether we have a deal or not, you're showing up.
We're getting you on the field. You know, that's mission accomplished number one. You're not winning the negotiation. I'm winning it. I'm not giving in. That's objective number two. And we're getting you for $20 million less than we would have if we signed you. Three things accomplished. Number four, chemistry, culture, leader, best player pissed off, angry. Maybe it compromises mood in the locker room. That's way down, I think, on Jerry's importance list. And I hate that.
And if he plays out this option year, it makes it really easy next spring to say, we wanted to see leadership from Micah. We don't feel like we saw it. It was there on display. We thought we gave him the opportunity to show. We talked about it all the way back in the summer. This is what we needed to see from him. And then he just, you know, he sat out training camp the whole time. And then, you know, we didn't feel like his heart was really in it. We can't cope with that. And so now we're making the decision we want to move on because we don't think he's met up to his obligations.
One of our top Tolo callers, Jeff in Keller, hitting us up here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Let's take some Tolo calls here on Sean and Bobby. Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, unbelievable. I'll be honest with you on this. From an outsider, I mean, I'm drawing you. You guys do amazing coverage on this whole thing, but I'm just from an outsider point of view, not a fan. But I think that it's very much, let's get the attention on us because Bobby's going to play me when I say this. When the season starts, and you guys aren't doing that good, you got to get your stuff in now. You know, you guys are top of every newscast because and the season isn't going to go as well as a lot of, you know, the ceilings and the floors and all this stuff. But let me ask you guys a question. Is Micah, is he really that great? I mean, I know he's good. I know he's, you know, top. But is he worth all of this stuff that's going on? Why aren't there other teams that are Super Bowl contention windows calling and trying to get him right now? Is the podcast, the lack of leadership? I mean, I kind of got to, you know, I don't know who to side with on this. But, you know, you guys are doing great coverage, but it's pretty much, I hear clown music in the background every time this comes in. But, Sean, I do have to say one thing. When you let up on the G-Bag boys, which I was driving down the road and extremely happy every time you guys would get at them, why do I feel like R.J. Choppy was channeling his Denny Green moment when you guys capitulated and said, all right, we have to be nice. He's up there slamming. They're the G-Bag Nation. They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Thank you for the call, brother. Have a fantastic weekend. You know, it's like it's like when the quiet person finally explodes and speaks up and everyone in the room steps back and they go, whoa, that's really impactful. That's what Chiofalo did to me in Oxnard. Chiofalo felt really hurt that we covered the rowdy interview the way we did. So I was like, okay, enough is enough with this. And that's why I backed off, even though RJ continued to dunk. Anyway.
And I would say in regards to...
It's a great question about like how truly great is Micah.
How great,
I think that's a great question.
And Jeff's a Lions fan. The Lions continued to play great football after Aiden Hutchinson went out. And Aiden Hutchinson is a great player. There just some people are going to say there's a limit to how much impact on winning and losing football games does a pass rusher have. Which they do have a big impact, but it's still part of a collective. It's not exactly the quarterback difference. I think that Micah Parsons is way near the top of the list of players in the NFL that defensive or that offensive coordinators spend the majority of the week going, we got to find a way to stop him. We got to find a way to slow him down. If we can handle everything else, he's got to be our focus. And there's value in that in the practice week. There's value of that in game time. I think that Mike is a great player. It's just the question would be, are you willing to spend that much money on a position that isn't quarterback and drives that success?
Heath in Lubbock, you're up next on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Heath.
Good morning, guys. I'm different. I'm on both their sides. I think the main problem right here is the agent. I don't think that Micah's ever had to deal with something like this, and I think they did have a handshake deal, and this agent is in Micah's ear saying, hey, we can get more, we can get more. Even though we heard earlier on in the year that Micah didn't want more, he didn't need to be paid the top, but this agent is in his ear just like the T. Higgins situation. T. Higgins got rid of his agent,
yeah.
And what happened? He signed his deal.
And T's agent, I think, was Mulugeta.
Yes, his agent was the exact same agent Micah has. So I think this agent is a problem. And if you look at Deshaun Watson, same agent. And it pushed it and pushed it and pushed it until he got his deal. I think this whole thing is a money grab for this agent. And that's all it comes down to. I think Micah wanted to sign that deal. Mm. I really think he did. And his agent was just like, hey, we can get more. We can get more. And for somebody who Micah's really never been in this situation before, is going to be, hey, I'm paying this agent to do this. He wasn't in that room. Let him do it. Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, you may see this agent get fired from Micah, too.
Good call, Heath. You know, you can blame the agent. I understand everything he said. You also then have to blame Micah because if Micah wants it all to get done, he's the boss. And he has to tell David Mulugeta, this is the deal. Sign off on it. Get it done. Done and over with. Yeah, ultimately, he is the boss at the end of the day, technically.
Micah has not backed away at all from saying, nope, Jerry has it wrong, and I want David to do this. He has not backed off that at all. And if this would have dragged on to this point, you would assume that Mike would have just said, you know what, I don't want to fight for that amount anymore. I think what David is pushing for is what Micah wants, and that's what Mike is asking him to do.
All right, we have Matt tweeting, this is not getting done. Jerry told you he's not negotiating the numbers anymore. So now the question is to David, the agent. Are you going to let your client hit the field in 13 days without a long-term deal and security? The window for the agent to negotiate Micah closed. Good text. The tweets are amazing. I'm just retweeting all the ones that I can get to right now at 1053SS. Ferguson in Miami listening on the Odyssey app. Ferg, you're up next.
Hey, how y'all boys doing today?
Morning.
What's up?
First, I'm coming to Dallas for the first time ever. I got tickets for the Dallas and the Giant game.
Nice.
Week two. So I have to be there. Probably with the Michael Parsons. I like Michael Parsons. I think he's a good player. We all like Michael Parsons. All the Cowboys fans down here. But if he could pay him to T.J. Watt, we don't see that down here. Miles Garrett, he don't close games. What he was in the Green Bay game. I want him to get paid because I think he made the team better. But he ain't a game closer. Everybody keeps saying, hey, generational talent. We need to pay.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
For this, because that, but when the game won't allow, we can't guarantee he gonna go get a sack to make us win the game. Hey, y'all boys, stay safe, and I'll be up there week two.
Safe travels, man. Thanks for the call. Power lift. This is my thing. If Jerry and Micah made a tentative agreement on terms and David wouldn't even look at it, that's BS. Regardless, if you weren't there, read what they spoke about, make your counters or make your revisions, and go from there.
And Micah continues to say publicly, we never agreed to terms. And that's the thing. That's the only thing we can go off of, as Micah said, we didn't. This all comes down to who is right in terms of what was actually said as they left that meeting.
Drew and Burleson, you're up next before the RJ Choppy surprise guest appearance in the junk drawer. Drew, you're live. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think I'm team Jerry for a couple of reasons. I think earlier, Sean, you were saying, you know, David Mulligetta doesn't just want to get his clients the highest paid just by a little bit.
Yeah.
He wants to, you know, beat it by a lot.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it has to do when Jerry said, I don't even know who his agent is, so maybe it's personal for him. You know, he has his own agenda. And I'm on Jerry's side for this one. And one more thing. Didn't y'all say a couple years ago whenever Deshaun Watson signed that contract that it kind of pissed off a lot of agents across the league?
No.
So maybe they're just – go ahead.
Yeah, not agents. Upset teams. Teams felt like – yeah. The teams felt like you've created a baseline for fully guaranteed contracts that nobody else was doing.
Yeah, and I think Jerry knows that this guy is – you know, he's the best agent, and I think Jerry is trying to use his leverage because he knows – he doesn't want to get taken to the woodshed by this guy, you know. So I'm on Team Jerry's side on this.
Thanks for the call, Drew. And we're starting to get more and more of that after the interview yesterday. John Machota, 8 o'clock with his perspective live in studio for the final 2 hours.
9 votes. Nobody has said Jerry on the phones. We've taken 9 calls. Not one person has said it's Jerry's fault.
What do you make of this? At the end of the Irvin discussion, is this, do you think there was some shred of truth to, not a plea, but asking Michael Irvin to help bridge the gap?
Michael, why don't you grab Micah and come over here with him and come with me and sit down here and bridge this gap and sit there and go do it?
Yeah, I would.
Why don't you do
bridge.
That?
I will try to play bridge.
Why don't you do that?
I think it's somewhat of a joke. I think it's also sort of serious of like, hey, convince him to work around the agent again.
Yes. I think he's trying to say, tell him the way me and you did it, that the agent doesn't have to be there all the time.
You love the star just like Micah loves the star. You recognize the value. You connect with him and tell him how important it is just to talk to me.
877-881-1053 to hit us up here on DFW Sports Station. Pepe, is there one more that you think we need to get to before the junk drawer?
Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Austin. Tim.
Tim, go ahead.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, anyone on Team Jerry, you're part of the problem. this is beyond a pattern. The guy last year was criticizing radio hosts for doing their job, for crying out loud. Now he's going on this media blitz to try to change the narrative, and it's not going to work. There's too many examples of him doing this over the years. I mean, come on. He wouldn't even interview Ben Johnson for the head coaching position. What are we doing here? Micah, free Micah Parsons. If anything, if Micah gets traded, I'd be happy for him. I don't want to see another Witten, DeMarcus Ware, Dez Bryant, Tony Romo, list goes on. Micah, good luck to you, sir. I love you.
Good call, Tim. Have a great weekend. Shahan on Twitter did some like great research. I didn't double check all the timelines, but he said, look, this isn't just on Jerry. The agent has a history of dragging out negotiations and using leverage plays that spill into the headlines. Then he went through all these examples. Deshaun Watson, Jalen Ramsey, Jesse Bates, Michael Thomas, Buda Baker, Derwin James, T. Higgins. And now Micah, this isn't new. Mulligetta's playbook is leverage, leading the holdout trade request, leading the public pressure, and eventually a record deal. Well, what I would say back to you, though, Shahan, is if it eventually leads to a record deal, you can't you can't blame the agent, can you? It's like the Scott Boras blame. That's his job.
And I think you need to also recognize that when you talk about those examples you list, the vast majority of those ones you listed, they left. They did not stay with the original team.
Yes. Watson, Cleveland. Ramsey, dealt to the Rams. Jesse Bates, stalemate for 2 years, tagged, left in free agency. Michael Thomas, I'm going off of his tweet. Buddha is still in Arizona. Derwin is still there. T. Higgins.
They split. Didn't get done.
Yeah, that did not get done. Did you hit up or talk to David Mulligetta yesterday?
I reached out to see if he had seen it. I know he had seen it, but that was kind of it.
Let's get to the junk drawer.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Junk it!
This is where we clean up things throughout the week. We'll have Worst Take at 9. John Machota in studio. Final 2 hours at 8 on DFW Sports Station. Thanks for being a Tolo. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. By the way, the KNC Masterpiece today, they are going to be broadcasting at Freebirds. I think I've had this burrito once. This is supposed to be the burrito to go up against Chipotle. People always match it up. Freebirds, I've heard a ton about. They're going to be on Beltline Road. 5000 Beltline Road. Freebirds with special giveaways, including Amazon Echoes.
Freebirds is fantastic. I love it. It's great. That to me is that's the top burrito spot. All right. I feel like we've been lacking this week. You know,
you think we haven't done a good job?
No, I think we've done a fine job in execution. It's clearly just missed the laughs because RJ's not here, and we know he's the funniest one on the station, and everything that he brings or whatever else that people were claiming this week about his jokes that I write for him during the commercial break, basically, a lot of the time. But because we missed RJ Choppy, I was like, we should...
By the way, he dominated basically that poll. I mean, how much did that
hurt? He didn't get 50%, so that's a plurality. It's not a majority. We then go to a runoff, which I have not seen a runoff poll yet. So that's what I take from that. Now... we missed Choppy this week, and Choppy surely is not going to call in to actually show up for this. So I was like, we can still, in this day and age with AI, hear from him. And so I decided to ask AI to bring us RJ Choppy and let him speak to the listeners. So these are going to be, in the spirit of the David Letterman top 10s list, we're going to do the top 10 things RJ Choppy would have said this week if he were here. And we've had the Gambler documentary, The Wall 2.0. We missed him for chopping it up. There's been a lot of stuff going on this week. So here are the top 10 things that RJ Choppy would have said this week if he were here. Number 10.
Great Wall 2.0. You know, we would have Great Wall 3.0 just as soon as Mexico cuts us that check.
He would say that. That sounds very much like Choppy. Number 9.
On the wall.
You have to admit that Milton interception was probably the prettiest one you've ever seen.
He would do anything he could to explain away all these different issues.
Oh, he would have loved the Milton quote from practice the other day where he's like, I don't throw it hard. If you think I throw it too hard, you shouldn't be in the league.
Exactly. If you can't handle it.
Is this the David Letterman drum roll?
The drum roll going on. Number 8.
All right, now that the heat has died down a little bit, I'd like everyone to know that Girthquake was really my creation until Roddy does another interview anyway.
Yeah, as soon as he stokes the fires again, then he'll run away from
it. He's been like... simmering on that. He can't decide whether it's a good thing or a bad thing to take credit for Girthquake.
Yeah, so he keeps taking a credit, and then he'll step back and go, well, you know, I gave it up. I didn't have my hands on it. The top 10 things RJ Choppy would have said this week if he were here. Number 7.
Yeah, I actually didn't see anything that we're talking about on the show today. We had baseball yesterday.
That's for sure, because I think we get that basically during breaks.
I will say the number one thing that would have pissed me off this week is us doing all the work, watching 8 episodes. And it's going to tick me off next week because we're probably not going to get to the episodes today after this Jerry Irvin interview and RJ not watching any of it and just responding to all the hours we had to put in. And he's just like, the clips are on Twitter. I have to watch it.
Well, maybe he would have replied. Maybe he would have gotten it. Who knows? Let's see if he would have. Top 10 things.
He would not have. I know.
Choppy would have said this week. Number 6.
Hey, you know, who cares if the 90s Cowboys said culture matters? Just because they played in the games doesn't mean they know.
Actually is just a quote I lifted from 2 weeks ago, basically, is what he said.
That's in reference to him saying, I don't care if CeeDee Lamb says you need to be at training camp. You don't need to be.
Who cares if it affected him? He doesn't know if it affected him. Number 5.
And the culture.
Yeah, the culture. He's shifted on the culture thing lately, and I don't know why he's inconsistent with that. Number 5.
chopping it up here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you want Gen Z renaming something or pooping on a plane?
That's every segment. That's chopping it up every week. He's got 20 stories on that. Number four.
I did manage to get Netflix. You remember that guy who does my taxes and he sells moonshine out of his El Camino? Yeah, he let me use his login.
Choppy's connections are the weirdest things you will ever see. Whoever he pays to do something, that is not their primary job, I promise you. Like it's something that they do secondarily. All right, we got the top 10 things that RJ Choppy would have said this week, thanks to AI. Number three.
Brett Boone joining us here on 105.3 The Fan. Brett, what free baseball gear can you give me?
He still is like he's...
his next thing right now, he is thirsty for those Tennessee-Arkansas tickets. It's like Chicoline just coming asking you for Bears-Cowboys tickets in Chicago.
That's why he got so worked up about Milton, the Milton interview with KNC. He thought he was going to be able to sweet-talk Milton into some tickets.
Yeah, that's right. So he is dying for those Tennessee-Arkansas tickets.
All right, final two. Number two.
Well, my worst of the weekend is that I compared Sarah to a Wookiee, and it made her really mad for some reason. Yeah, I mean, especially when I started doing the gurgling noises.
Yeah, I mean, he just every weekend, it seems like lately, he hasn't been able to walk away from, like, I said she smelled bad. I said she was, putting on a little weight. And then, of course, the top 10 things RJ Choppy would have said this week if he were here. This is number one.
So ESPN had this list, and it takes a look at... It is a list from ESPN.
That's why he's pulling.
And what it says, Actually, I think this is in Bobby's email because I don't see it in mine. I really have no idea what you're talking about.
Pepe, what do you think? How accurate are those?
That was amazing. That last clip was really funny. Was really good. And then he threw it to me for audio that he didn't send me.
Yeah, I almost put that one in there too. See, and hey, I got it close. There's a little digitizing on it that doesn't sound quite like him.
Yeah, I didn't think that AI was as good as the others you've done.
So it's been easier to find long stretches because there will be long stretches where Choppy just doesn't talk when we're on the air. And so because of that, it's harder for me to find 30 straight minutes worth of stuff. So I got 10 minutes and then I had to triple it to get the 30-minute threshold.
It's the Junk Drawer here every Friday during the commercial-free expressway on 105.3 The Fan. Don't have that big fancy seafood dinner this weekend, according to Pepe.
Man. Look, a couple weeks ago, we had the radioactive wasps that were out and around, and, you know, they were flying around. Now we have radioactive shrimp. I guess it's just easy to get, you know, the radioactive airwaves or whatever inside you nowadays. It's too super easy. But the FDA warns the public not to eat, sell, or serve certain great value raw frozen shrimp sold at Walmart due to the possibility of contamination with cesium-137, which is a radioactive isotope. And this is why you have to go to Wild Fork, obviously, like Sean, because they would never have any radioactive shrimp there. So you got to go to Wild Fork for all your seafood and meats as well. But look, this is scary. You know, you're ordering shrimp and all this stuff, and now it can contaminate you just like this. Now, I don't know how this starts, but this is a big issue.
Yeah, look, this is...
You had the wasps. What was that?
Yeah,
about?
It was the little radioactive wasps in South Carolina that basically they found out that there was some nuclear facility that they like been around and they ended up getting infused with radiation. So they're like, don't get stung by the radioactive wasp, guys. It's they're flying around here in South Carolina.
And what would have happened? Like I'm thinking of like a Simpsons episode where like they fall in the vat of like purple liquid.
Yeah, it's like an origin story, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They fall into the ooze and then like they're these big things. No, they made it sound like it was just. Well, there's not anything that's necessarily going to happen. There's no more radiation than you get from, like, an x-ray or something like that. Which, by the way, I still... When we had to go get x-rays for Laura a couple of weeks ago, it's still just wild to me that, like, we... And I understand technology is what it is, but it's like, we haven't figured out a better way to get these images yet than to say, hey, y'all stand behind the glass because it's dangerous for you to even stand there, but we're going to blast her chest with some radiation now.
Yeah, and as of now, you know, no shrimp in the U.S. has been has tested positive for cesium. But it's just to be cautious with it right now. This started with the frozen shrimp distributor, Indonesia's BMS Foods, where shrimp started testing positive out there. I believe it was three or four ports in the U.S. that they had, you know, possibly tested positive for this kind of shrimp. And the FDA has a list of lot codes out there. I guess it's like barcodes basically on these shrimp that if you've bought it from Walmart, have these great value frozen raw shrimp, you can go back, check the codes. The expiration date is March 15, 2027. So if it has the best buy date, you throw it away. But this is, look, I hate to admit Bobby's right here, but this is a point one for Bobby to just not eat seafood at all.
100%. Look, I will borrow a line from RJ Choppy since he borrows so many from me. I'm not wrong. I'm just not right yet. Usually that's the case. Yeah. Give it some time. I'll eventually be right, or at least seem right for a small window.
I'll close out the junk drawer with the controversy of the day.
Micah?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, you tweeted about, what is this?
Cracker Barrel changed their logo, and some people think that it is Bud Light 2.0 and a woke CEO's way of getting away from stereotypes of an old white guy and, you know, this segment of type of
sounds
people.
About white.
Exactly. Go there and go look at the way a Cracker Barrel now looks inside. And I should have sent the logo difference to Aiden. You don't have the old guy sitting on the barrel anymore. Same colors and everything, but the thought is from critics who say they're not going to eat a Cracker Barrel anymore, oh, you are trying to get rid of a stereotype that does not exist.
I mean, I hate the new logo. It looks very bland and boring. Like, I mean, I'll be honest, I totally didn't perceive that was a person sitting there. I mean, I knew there, it's just, I always look at the whole logo. Just
what
like,
is a
yeah.
Cracker Barrel anyway? Amanda was like trying to tell me it was like a pantry or something. I'm like, did they have barrels of crackers back in the day? I thought they just had alcohol in there.
And the stock price dropped a lot yesterday too.
Yes.
If you got stock, which I don't know who's buying stock in Cracker Barrel, but
every time I drive by a Cracker Barrel in Maryland, at least, it's popping, it's packed. I can't remember eating in one.
I like Cracker Barrel. Like I think Cracker Barrel in general, like, is decent food. Like, you can get, you know, they'll serve breakfast all day. It's just good country food, whatever else. And then they always got that little store area in there, like where it's like a little mini Buc-ee's, like, crammed in there.
Yeah.
I like it. Now, this is a crime against humanity. I don't know what this is. Somebody tweeted this, I guess. There are Cracker Barrels that have been redesigned now to look like that.
Yeah.
That's hideous.
The change.
Yeah, that I don't like.
People are like, no, keep the nostalgia. I don't necessarily go in there for the food. It's for that old-time country feel. What are you trying to say about me? You're trying to attack me. You know, you throw in race, you throw in stereotypes, you throw in slavery, all these types of things in this Cracker Barrel story.
They have those little games at the tables in Cracker Barrel. You know what they are? The little like triangle where you skip over with the pins and you try to get with just one left. And you like, so you hop over it and you remove it and do stuff like that. I never feel dumber than when we go to Cracker Barrel and Laura will always get down to like two and I get stuck on five. And then she's like telling me how stupid she thinks I am.
The Tolo response is, I don't eat a sign. I eat the damn food. Are they dropping the word cracker? I think that was RJ's joke last night. It's a bad rebranding. They must be struggling for new customers. The elderly base is dying off. Nostalgia for some of us, just like Joe T. Garcia's. Food is not great, but it's always been a great place that people like to go. That from Tolo. Cindy, what does John Machota, I think my top Cowboy source on social media, especially when he retweets his appearances here on Sean and RJ, what does he think of the new drama that played out yesterday? John Machota from The Athletic, Cowboys Insider, in studio for the next 2 hours after this.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.